Ezras Hashem B'li Neder. Let's finish Shas together. Today's learning is dedicated to L'Nishmas Nishmas Avi Mori, Harav David Subban, Harav Yosef. We begin Maseches Yuma together. Today's daf is, of course, Yuma Daf Beis. Maseches Yuma is all about the laws of Avodas Yom HaKippurim, Prakim Aleph through Zion. All deal in depth with the avoda of the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur. And Parak Ches is all about the Chameshes Ha'inuyim, about the Isser Malach, and about the mitzvah of Tshuva. It's interesting that the Masechta is called Maseches Yuma. Yuma means the day. So first of all, why didn't it just call it Maseches Yom HaKippurim? Why in Aramaic? Rashi says, the first Rashi, Shekol avodas Yom HaKippurim einik sheira elo bo. The Kohen Gadol was the one who did all the avodas special on that day. It was the only day that the Kohen Gadol would, of course, go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And the Sefer Lili Yeshua writes, it's the one day that the Satan had no power over the Jewish people. I believe the gematria of HaSatan, let's count it up, 364, right? Yeah, 364, exactly. HaSatan. So there's one day of the year that the Satan does not have Shlita over. That's Yom Kippur. And so it's in Aramaic because the learning Torah of Yom Kippur also achieves us Kapara, so that we can push away the Satan. We remember the Gemara says in Shabbos that Malachim don't understand Aramaic. They only understand Hebrew. So they made the answer, they made the Masechta, the name, as a remez, Hasata Ayoma, the day in Aramaic. Let's begin the Masechta. Shivas Yamim Kodam Yom HaKippurim. 7 days before Yom Kippur, Mafrishin Kohen Gadol Mibeso Lelishkas Parhadrin. They separated the Kohen Gadol from his house to the office of Lishkas Parhadrin. We'll see in the Gemara why they separated him. Umaskinin Lo Kohen Achar Tachtov. They would prepare another Kohen there, just in case this Kohen would become Tameh, or he'd get a Mum. Shema Yerabo Psul. Maybe he'd become Tameh, and he wouldn't be able to do the Avoda. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Isha Acheres Maskinin Lo, Shema Thomas Ishto. They would even set up another woman, because maybe his wife would die. Shenemar, and the Pasuk says that he has to have a wife in order to do the Avodah in Beis HaMikdash in Yom Kippur. V'chiper ba'ado uva'ad beiso. Beiso zu ishto. He atones for himself and for his house. Who's his house? That is his wife. Amrulo, the Chacham disagree. Imkain, ein l'davar sof. Let's say the replacement wife dies. So you got to make a replacement for the replacement. So they disagree. They disagree with that. Tosus here points out, Shivas Yamim Kodim Yom HaKippurim Tap Tosus, Yesh Makomos Shoshona HaMinyan Bereisha. Sometimes it says, Shivas Yamim, we would separate the coin, that the count comes first. Like here, Bavakama Arba Avos Nezikin, and the first parak of Rosh Hashanah, Arba Rosh Hashanim, Haim. By the way, to give you a little chizik, apparently we're going to finish 8 Masechtas in 11 months. 8 Masechtas in 11 months, so stick with us for 11 months. Here we go. Now, there's some places that put the count before the thing that they're counting. Like other places, it puts the thing that they're counting first. Like it says in Avodah Zarah, Lefnei Edeim Shalofti Kuchavim Gimel Yamim. Or in the beginning of Kiddushin, Ha'isha Niknes B'Shlosha Drachim. So the Marsha points out, Al Derech HaDrash, that we're trying to highlight that Yom Kippur is a Shiva. Is a holiday of 7, because Yom Kippur is like a Shabbos. Shabbos, Shabbos, and all the other Yom Tovim, Meleches Ochel Nefesh is permitted to do Melacha for food. It's like a little bit of a weekday as compared to Yom Kippur. But Yom Kippur is like Shabbos, Shabboson, and Yom Kippur is like a special, extra special Shabbos. Shiv'as, also, the Sfasemis writes that the word Shiv'as is to show that it's one long mitzvah. Let's say you forget to do it, and you want to wait till 3 days before, there's no point in being mafreshim 3 days before. It's one big Shivas Yamim. One last ha'ara over here, a very interesting ha'ara. I was listening. Rabbi Leibowitz mentioned this. One last ha'ara. He says that some people have a minhag not to get married during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. So the post can have a shayla. What about if you have a chazan who has a beautiful voice, you want him to daven Yom Kippur, but he's not married? Can you marry him in order to, that he should have a wife in order to daven for the Yom Kippur? So, because the halacha is, the Rama writes in Shulchan Aruch, there's a minhag to have a wife. It's even brought down in the Shulchan Aruch that you should have a wife. The Rama brings it down. Having a wife will protect you from sin. It'll help your tefillos. And the Mishnah Berurah writes, that's because you want to be like the Kohen Gadol. So if the Kohen Gadol is allowed to get married during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, they would have another wife for him. So it would make sense that you should even be allowed to get married, even against the minhag, in order to help out to daven for the Yomid. Rabbi Israel Hildesheimer, he quotes, also wrote that they didn't have that minhag in Germany, because they used to get married even during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, because it's better to be married in Yom Kippur so you get reward for not having Tashmish Hamita. If you weren't married, you wouldn't get a reward for not having Tashmish Hamita. What's the big deal? You wouldn't have Tashmish Hamita in Yom Kippur. But in Germany, the minhag was yes to get married during Aseres Yimei Tshuva so you'd get more reward for that Isser. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Tanan Hasam. We learned in a Mishnah Maseches Para another place that we would be mafresh the Kohen 7 days before, Kohen Gadol. Shivas Yomim Kodim Sreifas HaPara, 7 days prior to the burning of the Para Aduma. Hayu Mafreshin Kohen Asor Ves HaPara Mibeso. The Kohen who would be burned, the Para Aduma, they would separate him from his house, Lalishka Shalpnei Abira, to an office that was in front of the Bira. The Gemara is going to say in a second what that was. Safona Mizrach, it was a northeast office. It was an office in the northeast corner of the Azara, of the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. And that's where the Kohen would live for 7 days prior to burning the Paradum of Elisha's Beis Evanai Sinikris. It was called the Office of the Stone. Why was it called the Office of the Stone? Because all activities of the Para Aduma and the burning of it was all done. This was the office that they would put the guy in before Para Aduma. And all the jobs of the Para Aduma were done with stone type of kalim that weren't makabal tuma. Clay glalim were made out of animal excrement, clay avanim, clay adama, certain type of stone that wouldn't be makabal tuma. My timer. Why would they do that? Kevan ditful yom kasher bepara, since there is a halacha that a tvul yom, that's somebody went to the mikvah. So he's not totally tahar and he's not totally tummy. He's a tvul yom. He went to the mikvah that day, so he still has to wait till nightfall till he can eat karbanos. But such a person who's a tvul yom is permitted to do avod of the paraduma. Not only is he permitted to do the avod of the paraduma, they dafka did it that way. Disnan. It says in the Mishnah Para, mitam in hayu akoin asor ves hapara umatbil in oso, unbelievable halacha. We know that we would go very far to make sure the Para Aduma wouldn't become tame. They would even have a woman give birth, or the wife of a kohen, to give birth to the kohen that was going to. They would have him give birth on a cliff, and he would grow up for 13 years on this cliff to make sure he wouldn't become tame. Yet the very kohen that used to do the avoda, they used to be metamehim bedafka, and then make him go to the mikvah and make him be a tvul yom. Unbelievable. Why? Lahotzi miliban shel tztukim, to show that the tztukim are wrong. Shayu omrim b'meurave Hashem ashaisanasis. So the tztukim used to say that no, you had to wait till nightfall to be the guy who did the kohen gadol. But we wanted to show that tztukim were wrong, so we would dafka have all the avoda of the Para Aduma done with a guy who was a tful yom. He went to the mikveh that day, but it wasn't nightfall yet. Takinu l'rabbanan. So therefore, since we were lenient by making it a tful yom, so therefore the rabbis instituted klei glalim, klei avanim, klei adama, delo mekabli tuma kiech delo lezalzaluba, to show that to make people that they would say, oh, the guy was done with a tful yom, so maybe we don't have to be so careful about the about the guy, the paraduma, so to make sure they were careful, they would use only the stone kalem. Ask the Gemara, Maishna Tzafona Mizracha, why did they have this office in the northeast corner? Why they have the office in the northeast corner? Says the Gemara, Kevan de Chatasi, since the Paradum is called Meini da Chatasi, the Paradum is a little bit like a Chatas, and we know Chatas to Unat Safon, the Karban Chatas was slaughtered on the north end of the Azara. Uksivba el Nochach Pene o el Moed, and it also says it has to be opposite the entrance to the Beis HaMikdash, which was on the east side. So Takina L'Rabbanan, Lishka Tzafona Mizracha Kiechet Levelea Keira. So that the Kohen should already be thinking about the Paraduma, he should focus on it. It's going to be in the north, like a Chatas, and it's going to be in the east, Al Nochach Pnei Ol Moed. So it had to be opposite the Kohen who was going to burn the Avoda. So he should start thinking about the various Halachas, and that's why they made it in the northeast. Says the Gemara, my Bira, what do you mean they would burn the Paraduma, that the office was al pnei habira? Says my bira, what's the bira? My rabbi of Chana, my rabbi Yochanan, mokom hava b'har bayis ubira shmo. There was a particular place in front of the Beis Hamikdash called Bira. Reish Lakish Amar, no, kol Hamikdash kula kari bira. Just meant in front of the Beis Hamikdash. Shneimar habira asher hachinosi. Okay, ask the Gemara. Ask the Gemara, how do we know that we would be mafresh the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen who burnt the Parah Aduma, both of them, 7 days? Minan Emile, from where do we know that we would be mafresh them for 7 days? Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yumi Bar Chilkiya, Amar Rabbi Mechaski Bar Idi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Kra, because the Pasuk says in Parashas Tzav, after they were mafresh, after Aaron and his sons were commanded to separate themselves from their homes during the Shivas Yemei Amiluim, 7 days before the dedication of the Mishkan, says the Gemara, Kasher Asa Bayom Hazeh, just like they separated for 7 days, Tziva Hashem Lasos L'chaper Aleichem. Hashem also commanded this elsewhere. Lasos and L'chaper Aleichem. The whole pasuk is extra. So we dash in. Lasos Elu Maisei Para. Just like you separated for 7 days in the Shivas Yimei Amilum, which we just learned about in the last 2 weeks. Dafyomi coincidence. S'l'chaper Elu Maisei Yom HaKippurim. And L'chaper Lasos L'chaper Tziva Hashem Lasos L'chaper. Lasos is the Parah Aduma, 7 days. And L'chaper is Yom Kippur, the one who did the Avodah in Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol did 7 days, says the Gemara. Bishlama kulei kra bipara lo metukim. You can't say the whole pasuk is talking about Parah Aduma. L'chaper k'siv upara lav bas kaparu. The Parah Aduma is not coming to be mechaper. Ela'ema kulei kra biyom kippur k'siv. Maybe the whole pasuk is talking about Yom Kippur. Interesting. The Parah Aduma is not Mechaper. It's against Rashi and Chumash. Doesn't Rashi say that the whole Parah Aduma came to be Mechaper on the sin of the golden calf? Yavo imo to kaneach mitzo espina. Right? The Egel Azov was the baby made a mess of things, the Egel Azov. So the mommy Parah Aduma comes to be Mechaper on the sin. So yeah, the answer is though, that's in general. Hashem gave us this Mishnah in general to be Mechaper, but it doesn't mean that the actual avod of the Parah Aduma was not mechaper on anything specifically. Right? As opposed to the avod in Yom Kippur that was done to atone for all of Klal Yisrael. So the Gemara says, maybe the whole pasuk is talking about lasos lechaper. Amri, no. Yolif, tziva, tziva. We learn gzeirah shava. Tziva, tziva. That it's even coming to the Parah Aduma. Ksiv hacha. It says by the Shivas Yemei Miluim, Tziva Hashem Lasos. It says by the seventh day of the Miluim, Tziva Hashem Lasos. Uksiv Hasam. And it says over there, by the Paraduma, Zos Chukas HaTorah, Asher Tziva Hashem Leimar, Gzeira Shava. Ma lahalan para, afkan para. So just like there it's talking about the para aduma, so too this pasuk is referring to the para aduma, 7 days. Uma kan prisha, just like over here by the Miami Luim, you're separated for 7 days. Af lahalan, so too by para aduma, prisha. So tziva teaches you tidlina to the para aduma that you have to be mafreshim for 7 days. Ask the Gemara. Ve'ema tziva de Yom Kippur. No, maybe that tziva is also connecting it to Yom Kippur. Tichsev vayas kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. It says by Yom Kippur in Parshas Achrimos. Vayas kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. So maybe the whole pasuk is just coming to teach me to be mafresh before Yom Kippur and not to para aduma. Says the Gemara. Dun in tziva de lifnei asiva. Mitziva de lifnei asiya, the ain dun in tziva de laacher asiya, mitziva de lifnei asiya. The difference is no, the tziva vayas kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. By Yom Kippur it says asiya before the tziva, but by para aduma and by the miluim it says the word tziva before asiya. So we'd rather learn the tziva before asiya to the tziva before asiya. We don't learn a tziva after asiya for a tziva before asiya. By Yom Kippur, the tziva is after the asiya. Ask the Gemara, fe'ema tziva de karbanos, tichsev biyom tzavoso es b'nei Yisrael. Why don't we learn out? We should learn the gzeira shofar for 7 days, not to the para aduma. Maybe we should learn it out that by regular karbanos, any Kohen who does avoda in the Migdash, who's going to be makar of karbanos, has to separate himself for 7 days. Answer the Gemara, that's tzavo so. Done in tziva mitziva, vein done in tzavo so mitziva. It's a little bit of a different formulation of the word. Ask the Gemara, really a different formulation of the word tells you not to learn gzeira shava? But we see all over Shas that you learn gzeira shava even with different formulations of words. Didn't we learn in the house of Rabbi Yishmael, in the basement of Rabbi Yishmael? Vishav HaKohen, Uva HaKohen. It says in Parshas Tazria. That is this week's Parsha. Oh my gosh. I think it's in Tazria. Yudalad Mem Dalad. What a dafyomi coincidence. This week's Parsha. Unbelievable. Of all 7.5 years. The Kohen came back and then the Kohen left when he came to check the house for Tzaras Habayis. Zui Shiva, Zui Bia. The Gemara says it's the same thing. And you can learn it from Gzeira Shava. We compare. Just like when he comes to check the first time, he would wait 7 days. So too, when he came to check the second time, he would wait 7 days. We make gzeira shava even though it's two different words. So tziva tzavoso, come on, that's a good gzeira shava too. The Gemara gives the obvious answer. That's if you have no choice, you have nothing else to learn it from. But here, if you have a choice, tziva tziva versus tzavoso tziva, I'd rather learn it out tziva tziva to para aduma as opposed to tzavoso tziva to regular karbanos. Fine. Let's continue. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Lechaper elu ma'isa yom ha-kippurim." So we learn that you separate the Kohen Gadol for 7 days, just like we separated Aaron and his sons for 7 days before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Says the Gemara, "How do we know that lechaper means Yom Kippur? Ve'ema lechapara de karbanos. Maybe it means regular. Who says it means kapara of Yom Kippur? Every carbon gets kapara, or many karbanos get kapara." Right, it says always v'chiper alav ha-kohen. Maybe every kohen who does avoda has to be mafresh for 7 days before. Says the Gemara, mi adin and hey kohen misrami deboile prisha. How are you ever going to know which kohen who's going to be doing the avoda 7 days from now? Right, they would have all kinds of lotteries on each day who got to do the service, so you would have no idea. Says the Gemara, amri alam alo. Why not? Niboy le prisha lukule mishmeres beis av. So the entire house of Kahuna that was going to be doing the avoda in 7 days from now, we should be mafresh all of them. Says the Gemara, "Don in davar shekavua lozman, mi davar shekavua lozman." The Shivas Yemei Amiluim were going to be on a very set day, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Yom Kippur is a set day, so it makes sense to compare 2 days that are set days as lafuki karbanos to kol yoma isnu. The karbanos in the Beis Hamikdash that were done every day. They didn't have a set time, so it makes sense to compare things that are more a set time. Asks the Gemara, ve'emar regalim. Maybe the Kohanim who are going to doing the avodah on Yontif lechaper would have to be 7 days and not Yom Kippur. Maybe it's Sukkot, Pesach, and Shavuos. Says the Gemara, "Don in davar shenoig pam achas pashana, midavar hanoig pam achas pashana lafuki regalim delav pam achas pashana nu." 3 times a year, let's say the Karban Chagiga. Okay, well, what do you mean? But there were certain Karbanos only on one Yontif. Ve'ema regel echad. Maybe it's teaching me one of the regalim. I don't know which regel. No. Maybe it's talking about Pesach, which is the first of the Yom Tovim. Or maybe it's just telling you Sukkot, because you have so many mitzvahs, the lulav, the sukkah. Says the Gemara, Ela don in prishas shiva liyom echad. Mi prishas shiva liyom echad, ve'ein don in prishas shiva l'shiva, mi prishas shiva liyom echad. It makes more sense to learn out you're separating 7 days for a 1 day holiday, as opposed to separating 7 days for a 7 day holiday, like Yom Kippur, or like Pesach or Sukkot. Ah, ask the Gemara, ve'ema deprishas shiva. Liyom Echadu. Ask the Gemara, maybe Lechaper comes to include. I'm sorry. I skipped a few words. Says the Gemara, Ve'ema Shmini. Let's say that you have to be Mafresh 7 days, Dafka for Shmini Atzeres, because Shmini Atzeres is a 1 day Yontif. Deprishas shiva liyom echad hu. So maybe you should have to separate yourself 7 days before Shmini Atzeres. Answers the Gemara, done in davar she'ein kedusha lefanav. Mi davar she'ein kedusha lefanav. The 7 days before the dedication of the Mishkan, those 7 days were not a holiday at all. 7 days before Rosh Chodesh Nisan are not a holiday at all. And Yom Kippur, the 7 days before it, are not a holiday at all. So it makes sense to compare separating yourself 7 weekday days to 7 weekday days, as opposed to comparing the Shivas Yemei Amiluim to Shmini Atzeres, that the 7 days before Shmini Atzeres were all a Yontif. Ve'ein dan adavar she'esh bo kedusha lefanav, mi davar she'ein kedusha lefanav. Ask the Gemara, why not? It should be a Kal v'chomer. V'lav Kal v'chomer who? If Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the Shivas Yemei Amiluim, needed, it's not a holy day, and in Kohen yet he needed to separate, something that does have Kedusha beforehand, right? The 7 days did not have Kedusha, and yet the Kohen had to separate, but something that was already holy, like Shmini Atzeres, the 7 days before was Sukkot, Kal v'chomer, the Kohen should have to separate. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Shasha, lo, it's not correct. Hazeksiv koze, that it says by the Shivas Yemei Amiluim kasher osa biyom hazeh tziva Hashem lasos koze, so it's got to be mamish the same as the Shivas Yemei Amiluim, just like there were 7 weekdays, so too it's got to be a holiday that has 7 weekdays before it, namely Yom Kippur and not Shmini Atzeres. That's one answer. The Gemara gives another answer. Rav Ashi Amar. Rav Ashi says, and I have a different answer why it wouldn't make sense to separate the Kohen Gadol for 7 days before Shmini Atzeres and not before Yom Kippur. Why? Mi ikamide de ikar rega lo bai prisha, the main yomtiv of Sukkis, the 7 days of Sukkis, you would not have to separate the kohen before doing the avoda. Tafel di day, the tafel di day bai prisha, and the secondary yomtiv, namely Shmini Atzeres, would require separation. Interesting, the Gemara seems to say that Sukkis has the higher level of Kedusha, and Shmini Atzeres is secondary. In what way is it secondary? Maybe you don't sit in a sukkah in Shmini Atzeres.
Is this because it's not regular B'nai Atzmo? According to Rav Ashi, he says that it's its own, it's part of Sukkis. Shmini Atzeres is not regular B'nai Atzmo?
Right, correct. Correct, we'll see. Exactly right. That's the Gemara says in the next line. Says the Gemara, Va'afilu lamanda amar, even kuntur of Nachman, even kuntur of Nachman says, Shmini regal b'fnei atzmohu, it's not considered to be part of Sukkis at all. Well, at least this, right, the Gemara says, you would think that according to Rav Nachman, it's a completely separate yontif. And therefore, maybe it would require separation. Hani Mili, when do we say its own separate yontif? That's only le'inyan pizar kishav. Shmini Atzeres is its separate yontif only as far as the six halachas of pizar kishav. What does pizar kishav stand for? So Rashi learns, pay is pious, that there was a separate lottery to see who would do the avodas on Shmini Atzeres. It was a separate lottery. Zaman, you'd say Shechianu on Shmini Atzeres. Resh, Regel. So Tosa says Regel means that in davening we call it Shmini Atzeres and not Sukkos. Rashi says it means we don't sit in a sukkah. Kuf, Karban. Shmini Atzeres had a different number of karbanos, right? Sukkos, you go down 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7. Shmini Atzeres, just one bull, one karban. Shir b'fnei atzmo. Shin is shir, had its own song. And bracha means, Rashi says, Shmini Atzeres, they had a special bracha to the king. Other Rishonim learn differently what the Pizar Kishav stands for. So even Reb Nachman that says Shmini Atzeres is not part of Sukkos, it's only not part of Sukkos for these six things, Pizar Kishav. Ava le'inyan tashlumin. But as far as the din of tashlumin, you could still make up your carbon chagiga that you don't bring during the 7 days of Sukkos. You could still make up the chagiga on Shmini Atzeres. Avalini tashlumin derishon hu. Shmini Atzeres is considered to be a makeup of the first day of Sukkos. So it is considered to be secondary, even according to Rav Nachman. Shmini Atzeres is considered to be secondary to Sukkos as far as Tashlumin is concerned. The Hatanan, because we learned in a Mishnah in Meseches Chagiga, Mishalo Chag, beyond the Varishan Shel Chag, someone who did not bring his carbon Chagiga on the first day of Sukkos, Chogig Vaholech Kola Regel Kulo, Viyontov Achron Shel Chag. You're allowed to bring the carbon chagiga all 7 days of Sukkos and the last day of Sukkos, namely Shmini Atzeres. So Shmini Atzeres is still called the last day of Sukkos as far as doing the makeup day of, as far as the makeup day for carbon chagiga. Okay, gentlemen, we will stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day. May we finish Yuma together. May we finish Shas together. Thank you very much for joining.
Have a great day.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Rebbe. Have a wonderful day.
Have a good day, Rebbe.